Welcome to the podcast, Restore Yourself, Restore Your Marriage, where it's all about discovering the thoughts that get you in the mode, the thoughts that get you out of the mode, and how creating a deeper connection with yourself creates a deeper connection with your spouse. I'm your coach, Shelley Anderson, coaching you through life, love, and intimacy. This is episode number 192, when sex and fun are not in the same sentence. Oh no, say it isn't so. So it's very interesting. Over this last week and a half or so, as I've been working with some of my clients, I've noticed a theme coming up. And I love this when this happens, because a lot of times when I'm working with clients, everyone's in different places. They're all struggling with their own things. And sometimes a theme will emerge and everyone seems to be struggling with something very similar at the same time. And so this happened. And I thought, okay, this is a really good opportunity to do a podcast on this. And what ends up happening is when I start working with a couple, even if it's the wife that has just come to me, usually somewhere in the process, I end up talking to both spouses. And the husband will be expressing some of his thoughts and concerns, and he will say something along the lines about sex being fun for him and is very kind of sad when he looks at his wife and is like, okay, well, if sex is fun for both of us, why doesn't she want it as much as I do, right? It's a little bit confusing for them if sex is something that is so fun. And usually what ends up happening is that the wife will finally say something that really almost stops her husband dead in his tracks. And she'll say something like, well, sex isn't fun for me. Sex is not fun for me. And the husband will be like, what? Kind of in a state of like shock. They will be feeling a little bit surprised, even more confused, and then sad. A lot of times this is the first time that this realization is coming to light for the husband, that even though they are both having sex, right? They're having sex with each other, husband and a wife. They're both involved in the same activity, but they are having completely different experiences of sex, right? So for the husband, he's like, this is fun. This is amazing. And the wife is like, this is not fun. Sex is not fun or amazing. And they are often feeling like it's the opposite of fun. And so this is like, wait a minute. Why isn't it fun for my wife? It's fun for me. It's enjoyable. What is happening? And so here we find a couple, and a lot of couples, this is super common, they come up with this fact that while they are both involved in the same activity, it is a very opposite experience for each spouse. So the husband has to finally face this notion that for his wife, sex has not been fun. And all of a sudden they're like, wait, if she's saying it's not fun, it probably hasn't been fun for quite some time, years. Years and years and years. So they are not having the same experience. Now, I want to pause for just a minute here, because this is a trap that I find pretty much every couple falls into when I start working with them. The husband really does think that his wife is having a similar experience to him, that it's fun for her. So he doesn't understand why she wouldn't want to have more of it, right? Because for him, sex is fun, sex is amazing, and so they want to have more of it, right? When we enjoy something and view it as fun, we usually want more. So this makes sense why husbands are usually way more in the mood to have sex. Now, for the wife, if sex is not fun for her, she is going to want sex less. And she is not really going to be in the mood for something she considers not fun and unpleasant. And so here we are definitely not having the same experience, and we're going to have these two different opposing experiences, butt heads. They are opposite. And usually we think, oh my gosh, if a husband likes sex and is enjoying it and views it as fun and his wife doesn't, we view that opposition as like, uh-oh, this is a major problem. And we only view that opposing experience as something negative. And therefore, we usually want to solve the problem. Therefore, we want to solve it in our spouse. We want to fix our spouse. We want to correct our spouse. And we will usually use some less mature tactics to try to force those changes to take place. And this usually does not work, right? We can kind of feel when our spouse has a hidden agenda and wants to change things. And oftentimes we end up going against that, putting our foot down even more so. But what if we were able to look at these opposite experiences and not say, hey, this is a problem, but we're able to say, hey, something opposite in my marriage, that's complementary, right? It's meant to be opposite. It's meant to go together. It's meant to be worked through and not just dismissed as like, oh, well, we're opposite, so this is a problem. When we're so dismissive of these opposite desires, opposite libidos, opposite experiences, if we're so quick to be dismissive, we're going to miss out on what's available to us, the beauty of a mature sexual relationship. We're going to miss out on that. We're going to think that a different person is going to be the same as us, right? Most husbands are going to have a higher sex drive than their wife. And so we're not really just going to be able to find that one golden model, right? That one golden person who has like a higher sex drive. And we have to remember that if a wife has a higher sex drive than her husband, it also comes with its own set of challenges that are unique. They're not all fun. Trust me. We think the grass is greener on that side, but I promise you it is not. So, but what if we were to look at this idea of opposite experiences between a husband and a wife, and even opposite sex drives, as a complement, right? It's a complement to us. Our spouse is not meant to be the same as us. So when we're able to view our spouse and say, oh yeah, their sex drive is way different than mine, and that's a compliment, that complements my sex drive. If it was up to the wife, man, maybe nobody would ever be having sex. And if it's up to the husband, everyone's having sex all the time and we've got diseases all over the place. So we need to just look at these opposites as a complement. So what could that look like? Well, if a husband were able to say, hey, my wife's lower sex drive, that's a complement to my higher sex drive, then what do? Let's meet somewhere in the middle, not become the same, but let's look at the space where we're both coming a little bit closer to the center, right? And this sphere where a husband is coming from this direction and a wife is coming from this direction, instead of staying at these extreme opposite ends, we look at our spouse as an invitation to move more closer together. Again, not the same, closer. This is a beautiful experience. This is the invitation of things being opposite. So a husband is able to say, okay, let's consider my wife's lower desire, right? Her lower, not as fun experience with sex. Well, what can I do with that information? How can we make sex more enjoyable for my wife, right? And a wife can look at her, let's say, lower libido, her lower desire for sex and say, okay, my husband's is way different than mine. It's way higher. What can I learn from this higher drive? What will bring me closer to that? I'm going to need to find different ways so that sex has more meaning for me. There's more purpose. There's more enjoyment for me as a woman. As both spouses consider the opposite that is in their spouse, that's when we start to grow and become closer together. It doesn't mean we change everything about who we are and say, okay, right? We don't want husbands to become monks overnight, and we don't want wives to become strippers overnight, right? Or hookers. Like, that's not the goal. The goal is not to become something we are not. The goal is to move closer together through understanding. Yes, this is sexy stuff, right? It's totally sexy. So these are invitations to us to increase our awareness, to have more self-reflection, like what it means to grow as a person, whatever side of the experience you're on. There's an invitation to grow and to develop. You can ask yourself more questions about this. You can also use this as an opportunity to say, well, what's possible? What's possible here that I haven't thought of before? I need to think some new things and try some new things with my spouse. And I don't just mean like kinky things, but new approaches to try and make the sexual experience more fun. This invites us to more creativity, an intimate experience that's more integrative and all-inclusive. And it invites us to come up with new solutions, right? That we can attempt and try and see what happens and gain new information in the process. So what might happen if we were actually able to put sex and fun in the same sentence for the women, for the wife especially? She's usually the one who is like, sex and fun, they are not in the same sentence for me. What would happen if we could put them in the same sentence? What would that look like? What does that mean? What does the word fun mean? Right? I think we all know, like, hey, I would love to have more fun in my life. But do we apply this to the bedroom, to sex? Fun can be defined as enjoyment, amusement, or lighthearted pleasure. Now, I want to pause here for a minute because these are not usually words that women attribute to sex. We think this is a very serious, a very somber experience. And lightheartedness, why would we ever do that? Why would we put amusement with sex? A lot of times we are not doing this. So this is an invitation for women to really consider these elements of fun in the sexual relationship that we have and can create with our husband, right? Not out in the world, not being irresponsible with it, but being totally responsible with it in the committed relationship. Fun can also be defined as something enjoyable or pleasant, right? Do we view sex as pleasant? And if not, what can we do about that so that it becomes more pleasant, more enjoyable? And finally, fun is defined as a mood for finding or making amusement. I love this definition because this is not a passive thing. I love it when people say things are boring. And I'm like, okay, well, the opposite of boring is fun, right? And fun is something that we find. We make the fun. We bring the fun. We are the fun. So for women, if you find sex boring and not exciting, not interesting, you are the one that brings the fun, the excitement, the interest to that experience. You bring the fun to sex. It's not passive. It is an active process. But the cool thing is you get to determine what that means for you. Now, in the definitions of fun, we have heard the word amusement, right? And to amuse is to occupy in a light or playful manner, right? We don't have to always take sex so seriously. Yes, it is a beautiful thing. Yes, there are very deep emotions involved. Yes, it is a spiritual experience as well. And we don't want to take those things and pretend they are something very lighthearted as if it means insignificant, right? That we don't reverence it. But I love that it's like these definitions are inviting us to say, but yes, there are also times when it can be fun and humorous and playful. Amuse is also to appeal to the sense of humor. I love this, right? Let's add some humor to our sexy experiences. Like, let's do something that makes it funny. I, by nature, am I get cold easily. So I'm usually in several layers of clothes. I have lots of socks. Sometimes I layer my socks. This past Christmas, I discovered Sherpa socks, right? So we have these, it's almost like they're wool on the outside or knit, but then on the inside is this soft, cozy, warm Sherpa material, and it feels delicious to the skin. It's soft, it's cozy, it's cuddly. When my feet are in these socks, I'm just like, yes, the sensation is amazing. And sometimes when Nick and I will go into the bedroom for sexy time, when the clothes come off, I leave the socks on. And sometimes I laugh about this. I'm like, let's leave the socks on, right? The socks need to stay on. But what's funny for me is I also find wearing just socks very sexy. I feel sexy when I'm naked and I just have socks on. For some reason, I'm like, yes, the socks are sexy. We're leaving the socks on. In fact, sometimes I come in for an experience with only socks on, right? We're going to start things off with just the socks on. So I love that we can find things in our own character that we can allow to be humorous, to bring the fun, to bring the playfulness to the bedroom, right? To the experience. So what can we do this week with this information and really trying to challenge ourselves when we think sex and fun are not in the same sentence? I want you to ask yourself a very powerful question. Because if we just keep thinking the thought, hey, sex and fun are not the same, that is sending us the message that they are not the same and they cannot be the same and they will not be the same. So we just continue to have the experience based on that sentence, on that thought, on that belief, and we just go on with it. We don't challenge it. We don't question it. We don't slow it down, or we don't kick that thought out and replace it with a better thought. So that means if we want things to be different, we have to do something different. So this week, what can we do that will be a little bit different? I want you to ask yourself this powerful question. What can I do? Right? We're not going to be passive and wait around for our spouse. What can I do to make sex more fun for me? For me, right? I think one of the biggest challenges women face is they're having sex for their husband, right? We need to say, how can this be more enjoyable for me? More lighthearted, more pleasant, more entertaining, more playful, more humorous. How can I find and make those things happen this week? How will I make it more entertaining this week? Your brain is going to like this question, right? It's very much inviting your brain to the own party, right? We're going to have a party. And it's going to be about sex, but you're the one that's got to make it fun. Allow yourself to come up with answers. Allow your brain to go on that mission. Think about it and bring back answers for you. This is a much more empowering place to experience your sex life. And this is at the heart of coaching, right? When I work with the client and we teach them the self-coaching model, there's a part where we look at the concept of thoughts and we define thoughts. And we say that a thought is a sentence in your mind. A thought is a sentence in your mind. In your mind. So what thoughts are you having that make you think that sex is not fun? Those are the sentences you're going to need to pay attention to and challenge them. You're going to need to challenge those sentences. Thoughts are seeds, right? The sentences in our minds are seeds. The sentences in our minds about sex are seeds. That means they are going to grow. The longer they're growing, the stronger they're becoming. Those sentiments, those sentences, those thoughts, they're going to take root. So we want to pay very close attention to these sentences because they are seeds. So what kind of seed have we've been planting and watering and nourishing? Either we are planting a sex sentence, a sex seed that says sex is not fun. But what if we could plant a new one and spend time nourishing that sentence, that seed? And it might look something like this. I can make sex fun anytime I want to, and in any way that I want to. Yes, that is a fun, sexy seed that we could plant right here in our mind. And if we are able to take that sentence and plant it there, it's going to need some nourishing. It's going to need some watering. It's going to need our attention on a daily basis for it to grow and flourish and blossom and develop, right? But how hard is it to think a thought? Like, are we out there with our gloves on, really putting in effort, or can we just sit and do it? We can just sit and do it. We can nourish that thought, that sentence in our mind by just sitting and doing it. Giving a new sentence some awesome nourishment, some awesome attention. We can nourish it in whatever way we want. This is awesome. This is fun. Sex can be fun for both spouses and not just one, for both spouses. So this week, let's plant some sexy seeds in our mind, some sexy sentences in our mind, and nourish them every single day. Every single day. And if you need some help with that, please join my membership, the Make It Meaningful membership. It's super affordable. We dive into this stuff every month. Or get on my website, shelly.andersoncoaching, and sign up for a free discovery session with me. And let's talk about these things. Let's discuss them and see if coaching is right for you. It does not take a lot. Coaching is so different than therapy. A lot of times people are like, I don't want to do therapy. I don't want to work for, you know, the next 3 years rehashing the past. Coaching, you can start right where you are, right? It doesn't take long. So do one of those things. Make that plan for yourself, that decision, that commitment this week to plant some sexy seeds within yourself. Because remember, The more you restore this type of intimacy with yourself, the more you restore it with your spouse. Thank you so much for listening today, and I hope you will join me again next week.